Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, April 19th. The OPP have charged a 42-year-old man after searching a home in South Bruce. Police say the raid relates to an incident over a month ago when they received a report of a man waving a handgun outside a business on Queen Street in Kincardine. This week, the OPP West Region Tactics and Rescue Unit and other officers searched a residence in South Bruce and seized three imitation firearms and ammunition. A 42-year-old South Bruce man was charged with assault with a weapon and other offenses. A man from West Grey with cerebral palsy is hoping to make people laugh and maybe win a prize as part of the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge. Yoshi Shea and one of his caregivers, Stephen Morrell, put together a 4-minute entry into the film challenge called the Yaya Gang.
I'm an improviser, you know, by trade, so I'm always using those skills every day with him. And he's always pushing me to come up with stuff all the time just because it's fun for him.
The entire mini-movie was filmed, edited, and sent to the Easter Seals in a span of 6 days. You can find a link to it on our news website. Rotary YMCA Camp Presqu'île is working to create a new kitchen for campers, and there's a radiothon today right here on 560 CFOS to help fundraise. It'll be live on air until 6 this evening. The day will include interviews with former and current campers, plus parents, camp counselors, and Rotary Club members. Donations raised will go towards the kitchen renovation at the camp. Owen Sound's Tourism Services is moving to the Tom Thompson Art Gallery. City staff say the tourism pilot out of the Tom will start May 17th and will be open 7 days a week. The art gallery will also be opening on Sundays as part of this. Georgian Bluffs won't be requiring owners of short-term rental units to install noise monitoring devices. That was part of an update Township Council received this week on work to implement a new licensing system for Airbnbs and other short-term rental units. Kathy Moore Coburn is a Georgian Bluffs councillor.
I was happy to hear the noise monitoring notion removed. I thought that could have a host of difficulties.
A draft short-term rentals bylaw should come before Georgian Bluffs Council in June. In national news, more than a dozen people have been arrested in Montreal in connection with a grandparent scam that targeted victims across Canada. The scammers often posed as a police officer or a lawyer and called seniors and convinced them to send money to a grandchild in trouble. Police say the scam cost innocent victims more than $2 million in the last few years. And Premier Doug Ford suggested oil companies are price gouging following a 14-cent jump in fuel prices yesterday. Oil analysts say gas companies are required to use different additives in their fuel in the summer, and the cost of them has skyrocketed. But Ford suggested winter fuel is still being sold at gas stations for the higher cost of summer gas. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a lower open this morning. Futures contracts down in pre-market trading. Investor worries about Middle East tensions increasing after Israel reportedly conducted a limited strike against Iran. Yesterday, a mixed close. The Dow was up 22 points to 37,775, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell. Tech stocks down more than half a percentage point. The TSX closed slightly higher, up 52 points to 21,708. Bitcoin is trading nearly 3% up this morning to over 65,000 US. The price of oil is down 1% to under 82 per barrel, while gold is trading a quarter point lower at just under 2,400 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 72.61 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The NHL approved the sale of the Coyotes and relocation to Salt Lake City. The Arizona franchise is considered inactive with the right to reactivate the team within the next 5 years if a proper arena is built. No games tonight. The playoffs start tomorrow with two games. Islanders are in Carolina, and the Maple Leafs play game one in Boston. Bruins have won six straight head-to-head series. The last three have gone seven games, and the Leafs haven't won a series against Boston since 1959. Toronto and Boston also played in the PWHL last night. Boston won. Jays have won three straight series, but the AL East is already a bear. It's the only division where every team is 500 or better. Jays start a series in San Diego tonight. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL playoffs, Kitchener, Ottawa, and Sudbury all swept in the second round. It'll be Oshawa and North Bay in the Eastern Conference Final, while the London Knights await the winner of the Saginaw Sioux Series. And in the PJHL, it's Game 5 of the North Conference Final tonight. The Hanover Barons can knock out the Alliston Hornets with a win. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. Showers ending near noon, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 11 today. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance of some showers or flurries overnight, and a low of 0. And for the weekend, cloudy tomorrow, chance of some afternoon showers and a high of 6. Up to 10 on Sunday with a sun and cloud mix.